Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
But there's a bigger problem, isn't there? The reason that we're reacting to this outage this morning and Griswold affecting a lot of our listeners, the reason that we're reacting to this is because we are very, very anxious, and rightfully so. We go from yesterday having no load shedding to this massive announcement and a very strange thing happening around diesel. And for whatever reason, for me at least, it feels like there's a power struggle here that has less to do with electricity than we might think. We wanted to speak to the expert on it. And we know that Chris spoke to Eskom. He had a very disturbing conversation. Chris, good morning. Thanks for joining us at such short notice. How are you doing?
Morning, Howard. I'm fine. Load shedding, of course, in progress right now at home here. But that's now become part of our normal life.
Absolutely. So tell us about this diesel, the shortage of diesel. All of a sudden, what, we didn't realize that the tanks were empty. What is really going on here?
Well, the short and tall of it is that Eskom has overspent its diesel budget for this financial year twice over. And it no longer, it feels it can continue procuring diesel in these circumstances without having assurances from the shareholder, government, that the money will be available, because Eskom don't have the money, number one. They have stopped buying diesel. There is no more diesel in the tanks, according to Eskom. And they're not going to procure more diesel until the start of their new financial year, which is on the 1st of April 2023. And in the meantime, they have stopped dispatching these open cycle gas turbine generators at Kaliko and Ankalik, a total of 2,000 megawatts, pending, somebody providing them with more money, or at least the start of the new financial year.
Is it real?
Yes. It is real. They have stopped dispatching these generators. They do not have the diesel for this. There is some diesel available, but it is being kept for what Eskom called dire emergency. Now, I have checked with Eskom, what do they mean by a dire emergency? Well, they don't mean meeting normal demand, which they have been doing in the past using the open cycle turbine. So that has stopped. They are keeping some diesel in reserve in case there's a sudden loss of generation capacity causing a drop in frequency that would lead to a national blackout. And they need to have some immediate, what they call spinning reserves, some standby generation capacity that can be brought onto the grid at very, very short notice in order to deal with a sudden drop in frequency caused by a system failure, but they're not being used to meet demand any longer as they were being done up to now.
Yeah. So there's some diesel, obviously, for emergencies.
Dire emergencies.
Dire emergencies, right.
By that, you can read to avoid a national blackout.
Right. Is this just a ploy to push government maybe to a bit more of a brink in order to allocate more funds? Because all of a sudden we're seeing Pravin Gordhan calling for a meeting. There's an emergency meeting about this. Even the conversation that you reported on Twitter with Eskom saying, well, when somebody gives us the money, then we'll buy more diesel. But have you ordered any? No. No, we've got nothing in the pipeline. No, we haven't ordered anything. No. It's almost like, all right, well, there's not much we can do without the money. Somebody needs to help us out here. So it almost, for me, gave me that sense that Eskom's been asking for this money. They haven't got it until now, and they said, all right, well, then we'll call the bluff.
Yeah, I think Eskom and his board have thrown down the gauntlet to government. They do not have the money, and they could probably use some of the money that is earmarked for debt repayment, start using money intended for debt repayment, for buying of diesel this would place, you know, Eskom in direct confrontation with National Treasury.
Right.
And we'll bring National Treasury running very quickly to the table, because if Eskom start doing that, using for operational reasons money that's allocated for debt repayment, you know, there could be a run on Eskom's debt and a debt default, which would force government and Treasury, who have guaranteed this debt, so it would eventually, you know, bounce straight back onto into government's lap. So this is throwing down the gauntlet. I believe there is a kind of an end game in play at the moment, and this is taking the crisis to the very brink.
Yeah, that's what really does seem to me. That's this feeling that I'm getting, is that this is almost brinkmanship. I mean, they're playing chicken.
It is.
And when the president's spokesperson says there's plans to end load shedding, well, we've seen no real plans. We've seen nothing that is tangible. You know, I mean, if you're running a business and you were in this level of crisis, you'd have a weekly update to your customers and say, this week, this is what we managed to achieve. And every Thursday or whatever that day would be, if it was me running this, I would communicate simply, we've managed to secure X amount of additional capacity. We're in negotiations with, you know, and then people are informed as to what the plan is. We haven't seen a plan in terms of Eskom, and we certainly haven't, although there's all this talk about freeing up the red tape and allowing independent producers, and the city of Johannesburg saying, well, they're going out to tender. Yeah, that's very nice, but there's really nothing tangible from what I can understand.
Yeah, I agree with you entirely. Firstly, communication has been appalling. Secondly, I believe that government is sleepwalking into an emergency. I mean, the mere fact that DPE finally wake up yesterday evening, you know, this diesel thing was announced a week ago by the COO in a media briefing. You would expect DPE to be on top of this long before the media briefing itself, which was a week ago, and not wait, you know, until the story breaks in the media before they finally release a wishy-washy media release saying, you know, we're looking to find some extra money somewhere. This is really poor management and poor communication, and it's not what we expect of government.
Yeah, and not what we deserve, in truth. It is 8
Indeed.
Of 50.
Well, we deserve who we vote for.
Right, well, I get that. Ian says, is that coal a problem, is the coal problem also not a financial problem?
Diesel problem is a financial problem. Hmm. It certainly is. It's a reflection of the fact that Eskom don't have any money. They are 400 billion rand in debt. Government has been kicking the can down the road as to what to do with this debt for the last 2 years, and still hasn't actually announced a definitive outcome. They have indicated that something will be said in the budget speech February next year, and they do have stated intention that they will probably be taking over between one-third and two-thirds of Eskom's debt. That doesn't mean to say that debt's going away. It still will be there, and it still has to be repaid with interest. It just comes off Eskom's balance sheet and enables them to borrow some more. but that doesn't solve the underlying problem. The underlying problem is that Eskom's business model and business case is not sustainable. And something has got to be done very differently. Otherwise, the shareholder is going to have to just keep on pumping in money as it has been doing at a tune of 50 billion rand a year for the last several years. And that will continue and that will grow. Look, the other aspect to this brinkmanship that we talked about, this ultimatum, this throwing down at the gauntlet, is also to send government a very strong message that government, that is local government, the municipalities, owe Eskom 50 billion rand. Mm. That would be enough for Eskom to buy diesel at the current ridiculously high levels for the next 2 years, if it were paid back. So it's throwing down the gauntlet to government to saying, you know, you are the money problem. If you want us to continue generating, we have run out of money because you don't pay us. That's where we are.
absolutely absurd. It is 8:56. Chris Yelan, thank you as always for joining us and for sharing your thoughts with us. We're talking about the cost of blackouts, diesel running out at Eskom, and where to from here.